Let's get right to North Carolina, where Governor Pat McCrory is warning people to ready for more flooding as water unleashed by Hurricane Matthew surges through rivers. Will Michaels of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, part of our Contributors Network, joins us from Chapel Hill. Will, what are the fears?
The Tar River is at 23 feet right now, and it still hasn't actually crested. That's kind of what we're dealing with for the rest of the week here, is this tricky sort of concept of figuring out when each of these main rivers in eastern North Carolina is going to crest. The governor has said, please listen to these evacuations. 9,000 people in the city of Greenville have been evacuated this morning. And over the next few days, the river is expected to get to record levels, about 25 feet. A lot of people are comparing this storm to Hurricane Floyd in 1999, which had similar effects.
Yeah. And what are the concerns? We see the homes underwater, businesses underwater, but what else are people keeping an eye on?
The thing that we're keeping an eye on for the next few days is actually water quality. We actually have about the same number of hogs in North Carolina as we do people, about 10 million. Mm-hmm. And if you see these hog farms, you can see very distinctly there are hog waste lagoons out behind these farms. Obviously, if that were to overflow into the floodwaters, it could prove to be really nasty downstream. The State Agriculture Department has said that there are no reports of hog waste lagoon breaches so far. There are also some poultry plants that are totally underwater. The governor himself has actually said that there are thousands of livestock that are likely dead in the floodwaters. It's going to take several more days to clean that up and make sure that people in eastern North Carolina actually have clean water to drink.
Well, it's of course, it's a health hazard, but it's heartbreaking. Terrible. Will Michaels of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
Even outside the flooded areas, torrential rains wiped out crops for the second year in a row for many farmers. Jerry Hamill farms peanuts, cotton, and soybeans at Latrosse Farms in Enfield, North Carolina. And Jerry, by the way, does Latrosse stand for something?
Yes, it does. It's what we used to tell our children. Love you all the time, rain or shine.
Aw. You're having a hard time.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. What are you seeing in the fields?
Well, you know, we had a really good crop started and, you know, fine until last Saturday. Everybody was looking forward to a good crop for 2016 to heal some of the wounds from 2015, and you know, we had it going until this storm came in, and you know, right now the fields are too wet to get in. And of course, you know, the only thing we can do now is hope and pray for good weather where we can get in the field and you know, try to salvage this crop, you know, plow the peanuts up that are not plowed up and pick the ones that are plowed up.
Can they dry out? Can you salvage some of the peanuts?
Yeah. I'm not going to say we can't because you never know, but we're going to lose some peanuts, no question about it. We're going to lose some cotton. Some cotton was blown out that was open, and some will be lost too when water gets into the bowl and it gets too much in that. It's called what they call hard lock. The bowl will not open and fluff out where the pickers can pick it. So that's just gone. The picker won't pick it. It'll just knock it on the ground. So that's a waste there.
Well, Jerry, you remind us that it's, you know, just not just the flood. It's people with the heavy rains. But are you covered by either your own crop insurance for flooding or by some kind of the federal assistance that we're hearing about if you weren't in the flood?
Well, I do have federal crop insurance. It's going to help some, but it will not cover the expenses, but it'll help a great deal, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of room for improvement with federal crop insurance, yeah. No question about it.
Well, we know that gets debated in Congress.
Oh, yeah, every time and all the time. And that's the sad part when we don't have many congressmen or senators now that are from an ag background, which is sad. I mean, we don't have a good, strong voice in Washington anymore.
Well, Jerry, you know, it sounds like Matthew has given you quite a punch here. Do you think about quitting?
No. You know, you've got such a huge investment when you farm now. I mean, basically, I'm in it. I have a tremendous amount of money tied up in equipment and land. That's my life. I mean, I've been doing it a long time.
Well, Jerry Hamill of the Love You All the Time Rain or Shine Farm.
Yep.
We wish you a lot of shine.
That'd be good. We need it. You know, I cannot remember ever having this wide a spread area affected as badly. You know, we've had hurricanes, yes, and we'll have them again. But to do this much damage just from basically rainfall is just hard to, you know, it's kind of hard to stomach, really.
Well, Jerry, I mean, we're going to post your farm at our website, and maybe people will contact you directly. And just thank you so much, and we wish you all the best.
Well, I thank you very much.
Again, Jerry Hamill, owner of Latrosse Farms in Enfield, North Carolina.